This is a CHOY News Report. Several hundred pro-LGBTQ activists counter-protested a smaller group opposed to sexual orientation and gender identity, or SOGI programs, at various locations in Nanaimo on Wednesday. The protest started in front of the School District 68 building on Waikasaya Avenue, where a handful of anti-SOGI protesters were drowned out by counter-protesters waving homemade signs and rainbow flags. School District Superintendent Scott Saywell was at the counter-protest wearing a rainbow tie and holding a pride flag.
The idea that people can't be who they are is a dangerous ideal, and it's just fueled by hate and as you can see, we're not going to accept it.
Saywell says the people opposed to SOGI have serious misconceptions about what it actually entails.
You know, I've heard from different people in the past who are part of the protest group that were trying to turn children to being gay. It's nonsense. Any curriculum or education in schools is sharing the idea that children are who they are and they're accepted and loved.
School trustee Tong Rokeby was wearing a pride flag as a cape as he participated in the pro-SOGI counter-protests.
On a personal level, I'm the parent of a non-binary child, and so being out here today is an important stance for my family to take. And I'm just delighted to see that the city agrees with me, that the community of Nanaimo is overwhelmingly in support of protecting our kids. From a professional standpoint as a trustee, I couldn't be prouder of the positions that our staff and our district have taken in regards to supporting SOGI as a policy and supporting trans kids, all kids, creating an inclusive district where everybody can find success. It's really heartwarming to see that the vast majority of people arrived on our lawn in support of kids on a couple of days' notice. It's really heartwarming.
Speaking over the phone, School Board Chair Greg Keller says the school district stands against hate.
We categorically reject hate speech and discrimination in any form, and the derogatory language and confrontational behavior used by some of the protesters in the past are not aligned with our board's values. And quite frankly, we are committed to standing against hate and ensuring the well-being of our LGBTQ students and staff.
The protests then moved to Nanaimo City Hall, where the anti-SOGI side swelled to over 100 protesters, but were still outnumbered by about 4-1. Anti-SOGI protest organizer David Wang, who ran for Nanaimo City Council last year, getting just over 2,000 votes, was at the protest sporting a People's Party of Canada ball cap and sunglasses.
This is categorically not opposed to the LGBTQ movement. Nobody has any problems with any adults identifying however they so wish. This really is a matter to do with children. That, again, many people on the conservative side of this issue feel that children are innocent and they shouldn't be introduced to concepts about sexuality until they reach the age of sexual maturity around 12, 13 years of age.
Erica Bakewell and her partner Ash Horner run the local queer event The Coast is Queer. When they heard an anti-SOGI protest was being organized, they decided to organize a counter-protest. Bakewell says she doesn't buy the claims that Wang's protest wasn't homophobic.
They're using the guise, as far as I'm concerned, of the SOGI curriculum to state that they are, you know, taking away parents' rights, that they don't, that they're teaching young children inappropriate content. But what I'm finding is that, and it's very much directed at the LGBTQ plus community, but what they aren't doing is the research. They are not looking. Nobody has ever sat down and opened the SOGI curriculum and just looked, okay, in kindergarten, what is my kid learning? And what are they learning? They're learning that families are different and some families have two moms and some families have two dads. Like, it's really not what they are claiming it to be. They're really, they're over-sexualizing it. They're taking it and trying to make us, the LGBTQ plus community, look like pedophiles or predators or groomers, which of course is not the case.
Wang admits that he hasn't researched the SOGI policies in School District 68.
Each school district deals with SOGI in a different way. I haven't actually seen the specific curriculum here.
A fact sheet by the Ministry of Education titled SOGI Inclusive Education Myth-Busting says that classroom activities are designed to provide age-appropriate learning opportunities to help students understand the impacts of discrimination and improve awareness and understanding of the diverse people around them. Counter-protester Lauren Semple grew up on Vancouver Island and says that the schools they went to before SOGI was introduced in 2016 weren't safe spaces.
I was a queer kid. I was a gender-diverse trans kid. Like, I grew up in unsafe spaces that were unwelcoming. I grew up in a school system that didn't have a queer straight alliance or a safe space alliance, that didn't have other queer and gay and trans people that I could look up to and ask questions of. And I went through so much discovery and challenges trying to figure out who I was, and to see kids now being encouraged and supported to explore their identities, I mean, that's what matters most, because I remember that experience.
At City Hall, the RCMP kept the two sites separated on opposite sides of the street, with one person who was sharing with a bullhorn at the LGBTQ side being arrested for assault in an incident that involved some pushing, according to a police spokesperson. The protests and counter-protests later marched on opposite sides of the sidewalk from City Hall to Maffeo Sutton Park. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.